Okay, we're holding here Daf Peches Amud Aleph. So it says on top here what last Gemara was. Hocham asking again what Shkoin Shanot Lo Lomud Bo. The Shaila was they took the basket Shanot Lo Lomud Bo, that he took the flask to measure with it. And the Gemara says Ukur Rabba, then it comes out good like Rabba. Yeah. The Yoma Rabba, Rabba says. Yeah. Well, the Rabbi Gemara says, the Yom HaRabbah, Rabbah says like this, Hekisho Nischayiv Bo. If somebody picks up something, or somebody hits an animal, just Hekisho by hitting it, you corner it. See, also here the case was, we're talking about this flask, that what happened was the Chenveni picked it up to measure with it. And as soon as it picked it up just to measure with it, that's why the Bala Chenveni is Chayiv. Because when he picked it up, he has Achroi on it. Just like Rabbi says, if you have an animal, and a kisha, you hit the animal and you make it move, you're an eschaibos, like you're kind of, you're chayv an achrayis. Smur says no. Ema di yoma Rabbi, when did Rabbi say that svar if you hit obal chay, that you're konerit, that's only by bal chayim, it's only by animals. Because there the svar is, the anaktinu nigra braiso, so when you hit an animal, you make him getting used to run away. As Ram says, Halakicho psiyos chitzonis kleimar hegilu livroyach. You get him used to running away. Velelech limrocha, to go far away. Umushimochin es chayivbo. Therefore, if you hit somebody's animal, you make the animal run away. That's why you're in es chayivbo. But over here, just by picking up a flask, a jar to measure with it, that alone should not be a kinyan. Samar says rather cases like this then. Samar says, for the more, but, ki hai gad like bayos, mi omar, but in our position, did he say it? Bayos, he never said it? Stop picking up a flask. Therefore the Gemara says, elo omar rov, rov says like this, ani mi viyari shebechabura, the lion of our chabura, means the strong one of the Rabbonin. Tagiminu, or he explained this, Umanu, who is this Tari? Who's the lion? Who's the strong one of the Chabura? It was Rabbi Zeira. And Rabbi Zeira explained it like this. That Hoch of a Mayas Kinnon, you know what we're talking about over here. Again, the case was when this kid took the flask of Shemin and it broke. So we say the Chenveni is Chayiv to pay for the flask. So the question was, it's Aved Midas. What's going on here? If a father gives his own kid a flask, a jar to take to the store to buy oil, so we know the kid's going to break it. By giving it to your kid, it's an aveda midas. So why is the chenveni, when he gave it to the son to take home and the son breaks it, why is the chenveni chayiv? That was the kasha. So Gemara answers, Hoch of a mayaskiron, kugoyin shenot lo, lo medboli achirim. The case feels like this, true. The kid took this flask and brought it into the store. Now the storekeeper picked up this flask and used it to measure oil for somebody else. Not to measure oil to give back to this kid, to give back to his father, but he picked it up. In other words, he's using somebody else's measuring cup for somebody else's use. So what's the machloikis? Uve shoyl shaloy midas kamiflagi. That's the machloikis. You're a shoyl shaloy midas. You're using somebody else's flask, somebody else's measuring cup, without his permission. So that's the machlokes. Masova shoyel heavy. One holds that what you just a shoyel, and therefore you're not chayiv on ganevi. You're not like a gazlin. You're only like a shoyel. So Rashi said, Rashi Bram says, the masova rabbonin. So by the umasova gazlin heavy. Umad, that's the rabbonin. They say he called the gazlin. Rashi says, Rabbonin Gazlin Hevi, Ukiniyo Lischayevbo, at Shetovaliyad Bailim. If you pick up somebody else's things and use it without permission, so we hold you called a Gazlin. A Gazlin means it's in your possession now, and you have to see to it that it's returned back to the Bailim. See, if you picked up somebody else's flask and used this flask for somebody else, so you're a Sher Shloy Midas, you have a love like a gazlin, and therefore you mechuyif to see that it gets returned back to the bailim. The bina v'heishav esagzela, v'yashov liyat tinik yilav ashovi. And hereby returning it to the tinik, that's not called the good ashova. Yeah. So that's the machlokes over here. Is a shoyl shlemidas called the gazlan or not? That's the machlokes. Gufa. What we say before, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hanoi tel kli min umin. If somebody takes, let's say, a kli, you take a pot from the store that makes pots, Lavakra, you want to test it out? You want to see if it's a strong pot, is it going to break? You go to a store with a tape recorder. So you want to see if it works or not. So you know what? I'm taking a tape recorder home to try it out. I want to do a trial with this tape to see if it's going to work or not. That's called Hanoito Kli Min Umin. Levak were to try it out. Venenas biyodai. And when you have it right now, when onus happened, by mistake, and onus happened, it broke. The locher is chayif. At Lemaisa is still yachayif. Yeah. Just again, Gufa. The Ramashmu Hanoito Kli Min Umin Levakroi. If you take a kli from the worker, the one that makes it to try it out on trial, venenas biyodai chayif. That you should know if it breaks, even though you're an onus, yachayif. Once you took it to try it out, it's on your achrayis. You have to make sure it gets back in one piece. For hani mili hu dekaitzi dumher. That's only if they made up a price. If they made up a price, so then the pshat is when you take it, we say more or less like it's if it's yours and you have complete achrayis on it. It's considered like you bought it already. And if you want to return it, you have a right to return your own. But if an oinus happens, so you have to pay for it. Because since we made up a price, it's considered like you bought it. Just you have a right to return it. To return it means if it's still around, you could return it. But if an oinus happened, it's not here, you can't return it. Someone says, who gaver there was a man, the old Leve Tabcha. He went into a butcher store. Agva Atma de Bisra, and he picked up a piece of meat. He picked up a whole shoulder of a meat. As if to say, I want to buy this meat, let me see how it looks. So he picked up the meat to see if he likes it or not. Now, Bahadi de Kaagba, while this man was holding up the piece of meat in his hand, also Parsha, a rider, a guy from outside was running on a horse, came by, Mirmaminei, and grabbed away the piece of meat and ran away. So Shalu is, though, this man that picked up the meat to test it out to see if he likes it or not, is it considered like Shmuel said, he's Koino, and he's Chayiv Anoins, and he has to pay for it or not? So also the came with the Rav Yema, they came in front of Rav Yema, and Chayvul Shlumi de Meho, and they talk and say, this man, since you picked up the meat, it's like you took it to test it, to see if you want it or not, and that Shmuel Halacha, that if you take a kli, mi beis umen, labakroi, you chayv b'yaitzin. And again, like we said before, v'hani mili, when is this said? Hu dekaitzi do meho. This is only said if they made up the price of money. If they made up the price of money, so then we say when you pick it up to check it out, that's considered like a kinyan. In other words, really, you bought it right now. Just you have an option. If you want, you could return it. That's all. In other words, if you say you don't want it, you have a right to give it back. And then, that's okay. But here, that an oinus happened, you can't return it, you're chayav to pay for it. Was Nachamol. Hahu garva, there was a case. Who gavra the IC kora lufum nhora? That on the fum nhora means by the shores, by the dock, they came in a lot of pumpkin. A shipload of pumpkins came in there. So also kuli alma, shoki kro, everybody there ran down, they all wanted to buy pumpkins. So everybody came and picked up a pumpkin. And they were pushing, thinking of buying it. So Omalahu, so the owner now, like Vice says, he decided not to sell it anymore. So the owner of the pumpkin said, Harehein Mugdoshim L'Shamayim. Yishna, I want to make all these pumpkins a Hegdish. I want to make it Hegdish now. I don't want any of you to be able to eat it. I want to make it Hegdish. So the Shiloh is, since they already picked up the pumpkin, are they claiming the pumpkin that it's theirs already? So therefore, that person can't make it Hegdish? Or no, the Kenyan is not Chal yet, it still belongs to the original owner, he can make it Hegdish. So the Shiloh, so what do? They went to the Rav. Also, the Kaim of the Rav Kana, they went in front of Rav Kana. So Rav Kana is the back and said, Amalahu, Ein Odom Maktish Dovashayn Shaloi. No, that the owner doesn't own it anymore. Since the people picked it up to test it out to see if they want it or not. So like Shmuel, as soon as you pick it up to see if you want it, you're kind of, it's yours. And therefore the original owner can't be makdish anymore. And again, Vahani Mili, when was this said? Hu dikaitse do meho. You should know this is only said if they made up a price before. Since they made up a price before, now when you pick it up, that's called like a kinyan. We look as if you own it. And therefore, the original owner cannot make it hegdish anymore. Let's say they did not make up any price. So then you just go down to see the pumpkins, but you do not know the price yet, then you're not Samech Das. Then even though you picked it and you looked and you may like it, but Kol Zaman, you do not hear the price, there's no Kinyan. You can't say you own it, we don't know for sure you want it. Then, Breshusa Marayu Kaimi. Then it still belonged to the original owner. For Shapi Yagdish and Enachnami, then Taka, since he said he wants all his pumpkins to be Hegdish, the Hegdish Taka was Chal. So that's the halacha Taka Paskin like Shmuel, that if a price was made up already, you know clearly how much a pumpkin costs, and you pick it up now to see if you want it, as soon as you pick it up, it's called a kinyan, that you really own it. Just, if you want to, you can put it down again and return it. But you own it, Yechayi B'yintzin. You own it, that if the original owner now wants to make it Hegdish, nothing doing, he can't make it Hegdish. It doesn't belong to him anymore, it belongs to you. So we talk about like Shmuel. Yeah. Right. Torah Rabbanan, Halakeach Yerek Minashuk. Somebody goes down to the marketplace and he picks up a vegetable. Ubirer, and he looks it over, v'nich, and he puts it down again. Safilo kola yom kula, even though he's there in the market, but it's the whole day. Like people go down. You go down to the market, you pick up this one, peh, put it down again. This one, peh, I don't want it. Pick it up, put it down. Locher is lakana. You're not kaina. Just the fact that you picked it up means nothing. And also, v'loin is chayib a meiser. You're not chayib to give meiser either. Since that's called, there wasn't gomar, beliboy. You learn is chayib a meiser. But since you're not kainer it yet, so therefore, it's not chayiv emeiser. If it would have been a mekach, then you would have been chayiv emeiser. Yes, that's his case. The guy went down to the shuk, obirer, and he picked up the vegetables, v'nir put them down, afilo kola yom kula lakona, he's not kainer. And also, the Lord is chayiv emeiser, who adin alocher is, he's not chayiv emeiser yet. Like, when you buy it, then you're chayiv emeiser. But before you buy it, since it wasn't Raya Pnei Abayis, it didn't come into the house yet, it's not Chayiv B'Maiser, Achilas Arva, you're allowed to eat. Now, Goma B'Liba L'Knoisai, let's say when you're down by the marketplace, and you're picking up these vegetables, and now in your mind, you're going to die, you finally found the Gzunta tomato here, not too soft, not too hard, and Mamash Kishmak a tomato, so you go up Liba L'Knoisai, you want to buy this tomato, Kona, Echvami, when you picked it up and you have das to buy it, so you corner it. Because where is the tomato? The tomato's in the marketplace. What is it doing there? The guy wants to sell it. So whoever picks it up and has das to be kinder, like it's yours, gesundheit, you can take it. So as soon as you have das to be kinder the tomato, halacha is then you take a kinder it, v'nischai b'maisa. And now it's nischai b'maisa. Let the halacha lekuach. When you buy Paris, now it's like Roya Pnei Abayis, you have to give Maisa right away, you can't even eat it, alright. Now, what's going to be now if the guy decides, that I don't want it? Can you put it down or not? So usually before we said by a Kli, if you decide not to take it, there's no big loss, just put it down, give it back. But here there's a problem. Lahachziro Iesha. I tell you here, you can't stand just put down this vegetable right now. Why? Shekvanas chayev b'maiser. Because since you were kinder, you had a kinyan, it's chayev b'maiser. So therefore you can't put it down again, because if you put it down again, people will think it's not b'chayev b'maiser yet. So you'll be machshel other people. So you can't stand put it down. So the other answer is very good. For la'asroi, let him take off maiser from here. Mor says, in kain if so, shekvar mafchisen b'demeyim. You're making it worth less than it really is. Because before, the whole thing was like chulin ikrit, the whole thing. Now, when you're taking off maaser from it, there's a part of it that you can't eat. So you're a little bit stuck. What can you do with this apple now? You picked up the apple, and you had the ask to take it. So by doing that, it's neschayiv maaser. So how can you do now if you want to put it back again? Let's say you don't want it. You didn't pay the money for it yet. So what do you do? How can you put it down? You're ruining it because there was a chiyuv maaser chal. So a Kate said, what should you do? So Gemara says like this, Maisroi Avadi, we have to take off Maisa first. And then you have right to put down the apple, but you ruined it for the Moicha that now there's Truma here. So you have to give him back the Demei Maiser. How much you ruin, how much the Maiser is worth, that's how much you're going to have to pay back to the storekeeper. So the Moicha, you're going to have to give him back the Demei Maiser. For the Gemara, why? Otto, do you think Mishum de Goma Beliba Likno is Kono? Just because he made up in his mind to be Kono, is he Kono for his Chai B'Maiser? So, like Lechura, why? Like Lechura, the price wasn't made up here yet. So why is he crying, like Rashbam says? Otto Mishum de Goma Beliba Likno is Kono Maiser B'Tmiya. Am I? Even on the case that they made up the price. We had before, according to Shmuel, that the pshat is when you pick it up and they made up a price, so true, you could be kainer, it means that you have a kinyan, that you chayid achrayis, if anything happens to it, you have to make sure it's returned to him. But let's say you want to give it back, you have the right to give it back. It's a kinyan on a tanai. The kinyan means right now I want it. But for any reason I decide to give it back to you, I have a right to give it back to you. So over here, if I want to give it back, why do you say Echai B'Maiser? I should be able to say I want to give it back. If I give it back, it's like I never bought it. If I never bought it, it's not Chai B'Maiser. So why are you telling me now I can't return it? Because the Chai B'Maiser was already Chal. It's not true. You have like a condition here. It's like you bought this on a condition, on a Tanai, that you have right to return it. So if you return it, you never owned it, so it's not Chai B'Maiser. So Mar says, really, you're right. But I'll tell you, we're talking about a big Yireish Shemayim over here. To grain Rav Safra, like Rav Safra, the Kiyim B'Navshei, the Dev Remes B'Vavoy, he's Mekayim in his thoughts. In other words, since he thought to buy it, he doesn't want to go back on his words. He thought L'Maisa to buy it. Shpam says, Kiven Yireish Shemayim Hu, Kiven Shegova B'Liboy, since he made up in his mind that I want to buy this apple now, Zocha B'Mekach. It's called like he has a kinyan here. V'Nischaya B'Mechar. V'chi Machziroi K'chayzer U'Meichel Adami. It's like he's returning it. So therefore, he did not like this condition. A regular person wouldn't mind, because a regular person held the pshat is, when I was Goma B'Liboy, it's not 100%. I took it to see if I like it, I'll take it. If not, I'll return it. So it's a type of a kinyan that Yechai Dachrayis, but you don't own it 100%. But Rav Safra, he was afraid, no. Since he was Goma B'Liboy in his mind, he made up. He really meant to buy it. He held, he has to buy it. And therefore he held it's Mischayev a Meiser. So therefore if he returns it, he'll only return it if he takes off Meiser and pays the money back to the Meicher. Just like he did Lefnei Meshurat Adin, really, what he did. Yeah. So Mishnah says like this now. Ha-sitoin, that's a wholesale man. Rashi says, who chendveni godl. He's the big chendveni. That's the wholesale man. Shekoyna har b'yachad, o moich l'chedvonim ketanim. A wholesaler. He buys a lot of shipping in one shot, and he gives it out to the small stores. So hasiton mikaneach midoisav echod l'shloishim yoyim. He has to clean out his measuring, his scales, his weights, once in 30 days. They're not the Jew people. Rush, yeah. He has to check it out once in 30 days. Rush says, chitim, blosh, and yovin. Right? People buy a lot of chitim one time. So he has to clean it. He has to clean it out. He's right, huh? So that's the hasitim. He has to clean off his mekach once in 30 days. Yeah. Ubal habayis echod l'shnei masachodish. A private guy that only sells his own private stuff, so he doesn't sell that much, he has to clean out its weights. But once a year, you have to clean out the weights. No, it's not the Jew people. Because otherwise, you know what happens? The dust adds up.